It's fantasy football time on Patriots.com with the Fantasy Football Champs.
Fitzgerald leaps, and he's got it! It's a touchdown for Larry Fitzgerald!
Dominate your league with the guys from FFChamps.com.
Green, throwing back in the end zone, leaping grab, touchdown!
Bill Enright and Anthony Grace are the Fantasy Football Champs.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Fantasy Football Champs presented by DraftKings. I am Bill Enright. With me, as always, Anthony Grace, the PPR monster, our producer, Kevin Collins, keeping us on air and taking your phone calls at 855-728-7500. Also, forwarding your emails, webradio@patriots.com. Gentlemen, fellas, the fantasy football playoffs start in just a few hours. If you're not pumped up, then you're not playing the right game.
Oh, it begins tonight, man. I cannot wait. This is what we've been playing all season for, to become a champion. So we're here. We want to win. And today's show is just going to be jam-packed with ways we can help everyone out there win a championship.
Cowboys and the Bears. A lot of fantasy juice in this game. You got Romo Cutler, Dez Bryant, Marshall. We'll get to Alshon Jeffery in a little bit. Two phenomenal running backs, Matt Forte, DeMarco Murray. So it's really going to set the tone for the rest of Week 14.
Yeah, a lot of fantasy swag coming on the board tonight. So if anybody out there has some of these players, I think we're going to see a high-scoring game. I really do. It is two horribly bad defenses for the most part, teams that can get scored on pretty easily, and teams that can score on anybody too. So we should see a lot of up and down on the field. Like you said, so many different big-name players, studs, must-start guys that are in this game tonight for everybody.
Now, keep in mind, usually we try to stay away from the Thursday night games. You know, the teams are on short rest. They played on Sunday, and now all of a sudden they have to play a new game on Thursday. Both the Cowboys and the Bears played on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, got a full week.
It was a week ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Perfect.
So full week, so we don't have to worry about that. Not a concern.
Definitely not nothing we need to factor in this week, which makes it easier. That's great. This is the perfect time for the playoffs to start. Like you said last week and on Tuesday as well, guys who wait to start their playoffs till week 15, I mean, it's kind of a detriment because you are having that short week of rest for Thursday, whereas starting week 14, usually they try to tend to put teams that play on Thanksgiving Day on this Thursday, which is perfect for us.
So, yes, the fantasy football playoffs, for the most part, begin tonight with the Cowboys and the Bears. And I want to remind everyone, you can get all of our rankings, advice, articles for a sick, sick discount for all of our Patriot listeners. You just go to ffchamps.com, use promo code 2015, and not only are you getting this season for free, so you're getting all of our advice, all of our rankings for your fantasy playoffs the rest of this year for free, you'll also get the 2015 season for just like $30, $29.95, just under $30. It's like a dollar a week.
It's not bad at all.
No, it's great.
No, I love it. So, yeah, if you're not signed up, get on there. You only got a little bit more time to take advantage of that opportunity.
Yeah, December 16th is going to be the cutoff for that promotion.
Less than 2 weeks then.
All new members, the price is going to be $99. But if you do it before December 16th, you use promo code 2015, you get in for $29.95. And also, Anthony, we are going to have a NFL playoff fantasy league. So just the teams that make the NFL playoffs, we will have a special contest just for the people that sign up by December 16th. So that's going to be fun, too. Kind of keeps the fantasy season alive.
Yeah, it does. You ever played any of those leagues that just do the playoff teams?
I like it.
Yeah,
I'm sorry to cut you off there, but I actually won when I was on Sirius a couple years ago. All the experts, like 40 experts, were in one league. I won it.
Nice, that's awesome.
It was the year the Ravens went to the Super Bowl.
There you go.
The Super Bowl, yeah.
Yeah, that's fun. It's one of those things where you kind of just got to hope you pick the team that's making the Super Bowl, you know, in the beginning of the year. Usually that's the way I've done it, and, you know, just go from there. But it's a lot of fun. It keeps the fantasy season going, like you said, for you, especially if your team doesn't make the postseason. If you're a fan of, you know, one of the teams out there that you know isn't going to make it, the Jets or Raiders or something like that, it's something fun to watch because you don't really care about the Super Bowl more than likely.
A couple of years ago, I guess it's more than a couple of years ago, when the Cardinals play the Steelers, in the Super Bowl, and Larry Fitz had that monster game. Actually, he had a monster postseason run.
Yeah.
I didn't make my fantasy playoffs, and I was, like, depressed seeing Larry Fitzgerald just and I think it was an NFL postseason record. He had like 7 touchdowns in 3 or 4 games. It was incredible. But yeah. I legit got upset that I had Larry Fitz all year, and he wasn't a disappointment that year, but he was like my main guy.
Yeah.
You know, you always have that one guy that you love.
Yep.
He was that guy for me that year. I didn't make the playoffs, and then I see him just tear it up in the NFL postseason, and it just like cringed a little bit. And then ever since then, I've always done a playoff league for the NFL postseason.
Yeah. That just makes you cringe. Like you said, just if you're that guy, miss out on your fantasy playoffs, and then you see the guys who were supposed to be your studs or stars just, you know, having an okay year or two, Dan, you're nothing like you were expecting out of him. It's like the people, like I said, who own LeSean McCoy, for example. If you didn't make the playoffs and you own him and you just see him start going off, that's how you're going to feel this year.
Yeah, very true.
So, you know, but, you know, you got to do what you got to do. And if you made the playoffs, congratulations. If not, you know, keep listening because you're getting information for the beginning of next year because we're talking about everything. This year, next year, whatever you want to talk about after the playoffs, we got a bunch of more weeks on here. So, a lot to talk about.
Again, ffchamps.com, promo code 2015 at checkout. You'll get it for $29.95, and you'll get the rest of this year for free and all of 2015, the entire season for 2015. And quickly, sticking on that same topic, I do want to mention our free fantasy football game, fantasyspin.com. It's fast, fun, free, and easy. It takes about 3 minutes to set your lineup, 100% free, and the top 10 winners get some awesome prizes thanks to our sponsors, thanks to our partners at DraftKings.
Yeah, Fantasy Spin. That's I checked it out the other day. Definitely something fun. Not, you know, a little bit different, but I like it.
Very different. There's nothing else like it.
Yeah, there really isn't. So it's something different if you're looking for something new in the fantasy world. Because again, we love fantasy football, but anytime you can kind of throw a new wrinkle or new twist in there, it makes it, you know, a little bit more interesting.
I'm actually spinning a lineup right now. I just
there you go.
Gio Bernard, Doug Martin, James Starks. I got to spin again for that because I don't like those three.
I don't like that.
What I'm trying to do, I got to send out the promotion email. I'm trying to find a DeMarco Murray or a Matt Forte to, you know, take a screenshot and then send it to everyone and remind them to play tonight.
There you go.
But I'm not having any luck. DeMarco Murray or Matt Forte. I'm trying to spin them for my running. LeGarrette Blount, Cunningham. No, this is terrible. I'm not getting either one of them. I did just get Romo. Maybe I'll just use that. Can I get Dez Bryant and Martin? See, I'm on to my wide receivers already. I'd like to get maybe Marshall and Dez Bryant. It's tough. I could have just kept that one. I pressed spin too soon. I had Alshon Jeffrey up there. Let's talk about this Thursday night game because Alshon Jeffrey, a little bit banged up, hasn't been practicing all week.
Yeah, that's a scary thought for guys out there. So obviously we're gonna keep a close eye on it, see what happens. I think he's gonna play, but you know we don't know 100% as of this moment right now.
NFL Network reported earlier today that Alshon Jeffrey is going to play tonight.
Yeah, so that's positive, but again, not really getting practice. And again, like you said, it wasn't a short week. It was a full week since last Thursday, so that kind of factors in a little bit more. If it was a short week, you feel a little bit different. Figure, all right, he's going to be all right. You know what you're going to get out of Alshon Jeffrey, guys like that. So they miss practice. It's not a huge deal, but a full week of practice, that's a little bit concerning, I think.
All right, here's what we got in store for today's show. Primetime Pick'em. Got some awesome action for fantasy football purposes, don't we this week with the primetime games?
Man, Thursday, Sunday, Monday, every single night you're turning on football, a primetime game, you're going to get a lot of points. You said Cowboys, Bears tonight.
Yep.
You got the New England Patriots taking on the Chargers in San Diego on Sunday night, another game that should see a lot of points, big playoff implications in that one as well.
Yep.
And then Monday night in Lambeau, again, the Packers, we know they score points. The Falcons, they can put up points if they need to. Another situation with the playoffs, the Falcons looking to be in first place in their division. The Packers trying to stay on top of the NFC overall. So great, great games to open up round one of the playoffs this week.
So we'll do our primetime pick'em. We'll go over those games from a fantasy angle in just a little bit, probably a little bit later in the show. Again, three great matchups for fantasy purposes. We'll also get to Anthony's article, the Stardom Sit'em List for Week 14. I'm sure a lot of people will be listening very closely to some of your suggestions. After a dominant performance last week, you really, you know, knocked it out of the park.
Not
I hate using
bad.
A baseball reference on a football show. So you really threw a Hail Mary and scored.
Yeah, yeah, that doesn't sound as good, but that's all right. I know where you're going with this. So it's, I don't think it has the same ring to it. You threw up a half quarter, rattled around the rim a little bit, fell in before the buzzer.
That's a basketball reference.
Dude. I know. We're going to get them all. A puck from center ice, and it went in. Something about soccer. I don't know.
Speaking of soccer, I believe the Patriots, not Patriots, the New England...
The Revolution.
Revolution.
Yeah.
What are they? The championship.
I believe they are against the Los Angeles Galaxy, if I'm not mistaken.
Does Beckham still play?
Oh, God.
You know, he does not.
So. I don't, no? Yeah.
Now, Landon Donovan's their big guy.
Oh, Landon Donovan, sure. Cut from the USA team. Yeah. How about it?
All right. Hey, I think the Galaxy won the championship last year in the MLS. But
they've won a bunch of them. They're like the Yankees.
They are.
Why?
Yeah, they've won a bunch of them.
Is there no salary cap?
I think there's a salary cap, but there's like... There's rules where each team gets like four designated player spots, and with those four spots, you can basically pay a player as much as you want.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. Like, so, you know, you have your cap for like your 21 guys, and then you can have up to four. You don't have to have four depending on what you want to spend.
Right.
But for four guys, if you want to, like, say, bring in a guy like you said, Beckham or somebody from Europe to play on your team, you can spend as much money as you want to try to lure them, like, over here.
Are you going out there for the game?
I will be there.
Are you really?
Yeah, I'm kind of bummed because...
Why? LA's awesome.
Well, no. I'm just bummed because what I really would have liked to have done is gone to, you know, done my job at the soccer game and then driven down and gone to the Pats game in San Diego.
So why don't you do that?
There's not enough time between. Because I have a rental and everything, but there's just not enough time.
Is this the championship, the MLS championship?
Yes, it is. It is.
Okay, so
So if they win, I'd want to go out and get hammered anyway.
All right, when is that game?
That game is at 12:30 Pacific, 3:30 your time, Bill.
All right, so 12:30. How long? I don't even know how long.
It's probably going to be like a
minutes,
two.
Right?
It's, yeah, but we're probably going to have like we're probably going to be on the air like for at least 30 minutes post game. So it's like 12:30. That gets us to what, like 3?
Yeah. No. So 4:30.
Yeah, 4:30.
You don't think
like
you can
that.
Make it down there in 4 hours?
Well, no.
LA to San Diego?
It kicks off at 5:30 Pacific time.
Oh, right.
Remember?
That's
so it's
like
tight.
Oh,
I think I think Robert and Jonathan, our owners who own both teams, are going to be taking a helicopter or like something quicker than, you know, my rental from Thrifty or whatever.
So just hop in the helicopter with them. They won't
get to the chopper. I don't know.
Get to the chopper.
I know. I don't think I'm of that... that ilk. I don't think I'm that.
You want
important
me to call
yet.
Mr. Kraft?
If you could call in a fantasy right. presidential favor, that would
yeah.
be.
All right.
But that's so now, Bill. I'm in this.
I'm supposed to talk to him later.
I'm in this situation, Bill. I'm terrified because if the Revs lose, I'm gonna be in a terrible mood, and then I'm gonna probably go to a bar to watch the Pats game, which will be kind of fun because I'll be kind of in like enemy territory a little bit. And if the Pats then lose, I mean, I might not come home, Bill. You might have to find a new producer next week.
Well,
I'll be on like, you know, jumping off the bridge watch. I'll be driving to San Francisco to go out in style off that whatever the hell that thing is, Golden Gate Bridge.
No, that's totally not even close to where you're going to be.
That's like 8 hours north.
Maybe you can jump in like the East River.
Yeah, there
not
we go.
The East River.
The East River's in New York.
Yeah. What is the river in L.A.?
That's where Kramer goes swimming, I think.
I forget what it's called. Yeah, right? Kramer does go swimming.
I woke up in the Hudson River in a sack.
But Kev, you got to be careful drinking in L.A. because everything's – it's not really a drinking town. It's
no.
not like Boston where you can just get a cab or New York City where you can get a cab.
Well, I'll have a rental. If I crash it, somebody else's
problem.
No,
that's what I'm saying. You can't drink and drive.
Oh, no. Okay, that's a good point.
You
shouldn't drink
you
and drive
my,
anyway.
My best friend lives in L.A. I'm going to hook you up.
Hook me up he's with got, what? I don't want to hook like, up with your best friend.
No. Like, he's got really good connections out there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
He's got a connection that can get him down to the game in time?
Yeah. Does he drive his own chopper?
He runs all of the social media for The Voice.
Oh, that's
wow.
So he's very like in touch with like all.
Can you get me one of those stars on the sidewalk?
I think no, he can't.
No. Well, that's only for Bill because he's the star of the show, right, Ant? We're just his sidekicks,
right.
As we established on Tuesday.
Yes.
The Robin
anyway,
and Alfred
Kev,
to your Batman.
Good trip. I'm happy you're going out there.
We're gonna rename this show the Fantasy Football Champs with Bill and the Sidekicks.
The fantasy football champ, Bill Enright, with
the sidekicks
and Kevin Collins.
I like that. Bill and the side. We could start like a three-man band. Bill and the sidekicks.
There you go.
And tour the country, like the Partridge Family.
I just don't play any instruments or sing, so I can't really contribute it. I'm sorry.
I don't really do that either, but I try to sing. I can dance, though. I can dance. That's one thing I can bring to the table.
I can't bring that either.
People are threatened by my dancing.
We need to get back to some fantasy football here.
That's fine. You get calls, you get emails, whatever you want.
We got a lot of calls already, 855-728-7500. Webradio@patriots.com is the email address. I want to promote our Twitter because I know people do listen via the Patriot mobile app, iTunes, patriots.com on demand. You can always hit us up on Twitter, especially on game day if you have a start-sit question, at FFChamps, at Bill Enright, at the PPR Monster, at PatsRadio_Kev. That's four ways that you can get your start and sit advice if you're not listening to this show live. I do want to get to a little bit of the injury report as we're heading into Week 14 because the NFL is one of the most violent games out there. 14 weeks of this sport takes a toll on some of these players. That's why I think it's comical whenever anyone says that an expanded season would be awesome, but that's for
sure. Yeah, that's going to end
topic
real
for
well.
Day.
Oh, my God.
Let's go to the running backs. Arian Foster, Marshawn Lynch, Justin Forsett, Mark Ingram, all of which are top 15 options this week, all of which have been staples in fantasy lineups all season long. They are all questionable, but we fully expect them to play.
Yeah, yeah. I think all those guys are going to be in there. They're workhorses, every single one of them. I mean, we know Foster has a good backup in Blue, but we don't know much about Marshawn Lynch's backups if he doesn't play. Forsett's got a couple guys behind him, and they'll split time. And same thing without Mark Ingram, that Saints running game is not the same. So all four of these guys are workhorse type backs, and they're all more than likely going to be playing this weekend.
Some running backs that are a little bit shaky, probably game time decisions. We'll find that on Sunday if they're active. Rashad Jennings of the New York Giants, Andre Ellington of the Cardinals, and Isaiah Crowell finally back at practice today, but he is dealing with an injury. They're all questionable.
Yeah, all three guys. I mean, we'll find out, like you said, game time decisions. Isaiah Crowell and Jennings are nice. They have those 1 o'clock starts, but Ellington's one of those guys, if you're waiting on a 4 o'clock game, you need another 4 o'clock option or a late night option, Sunday, Monday night guy. And I think Ellington is probably the murkiest of the three going into this weekend because not coming back in that game and, you know, it could be something crazy anytime you get hurt in the hip area like Andre Ellington. He's a cutter. He's a, you know, a quick guy coming out of the backfield. If he doesn't have the mobility, he's not going to be playing.
Moving over to the wide receiver position, Megatron, Calvin Johnson, Demaryius Thomas, A.J. Green, T.Y. Hilton, Brandon LaFell, Julian Edelman, all questionable, but again, we kind of think that's more of a technicality. The NFL requires the teams to put out the injury report. These guys all are just questionable. We think they're fully play. Alshon Jeffrey hasn't practiced all week. NFL Network is reporting that he's going to be in action, so that's good news if you were relying on him or even Jay Cutler. I mean, what's Jay Cutler if no Alshon Jeffrey's out there?
Yeah, yeah, double teaming Brandon Marshall all night, and that's not a good thing. And, you know, I guess the one positive we can take from Thursday night games, no matter when they're playing, is if you got a stud playing and they don't play, you got a lot of options out there for Sunday. So, you know, that's a positive in case he does miss time. But NFL Network says he's probably going to play, so we're banking on Alshon playing. Just keep an eye on it just in case something happens.
Some murky situations for the following pass catcher, Sammy Watkins of the Bills, Roddy White of the Falcons. Remember, he's playing on Monday night, so that's going to be a little tricky. Larry Fitz back at practice. Torrey Smith guaranteeing he plays, but he does have a pretty serious injury.
Yeah, that means he's not when they say something like that. So, yeah, that never ends well. Fitz still banged up from a couple weeks ago. Yep. Sammy Watkins still same thing. Even if he plays, he just hasn't been looking like the same guy for the last couple weeks. And like you said, Roddy White on Monday night. If you handcuffed a Harry Douglas to Roddy White, then you got yourself an option. But if you don't have another Falcon or Packers player for Monday night, you're safer playing someone else over Roddy White.
Let's go over to the tight end spot. Injuries has plagued this position all year long. Julius Thomas has missed the last couple of games. Jordan Cameron's been out at least a month. Greg Olsen has an injury. Charles Clay missed last week's game. All of them are questionable, although we do think Julius Thomas, it's finally comeback time for the Broncos tight end. And then Dwayne Allen, he's finally back in practice for the Colts.
Yeah, yeah. Good news for Colts and Dwayne Allen owners. Again, that tight end position we talk about every single week, almost every day. It's real, real tough this year, very thin. So Dwayne Allen coming back is going to be a huge boost for some people. Julius Thomas coming back should be a huge boost for a lot of people out there. And if Charles Clay can get back in there, it's another option, especially in PPR leagues that you might be able to take advantage of this weekend.
855-728-7500 is the phone number. They are jam-packed right now, so let's knock a few of these off before we go to break. We got Josh in Virginia in a 10-team standard league. Hey, Josh.
What's happening, gentlemen?
How you doing, man?
I've been doing all right, man. I've been on a 6-game winning streak, but I lost Ellington and Jennings this week. Ooh. So I need some flex help.
All right, what kind of options you got?
All right, I'm in a. I got a Josh Gordon. I have Giovanni Bernard, Jeremy Hill, and Andre Williams. I don't know if I want to start Andre Williams. I've really lost faith in Gio. I've even been considering dropping him and picking up somebody because there's some options out there. But I really don't want to start the receiver unless I really have to. Knowing the Browns, I don't really trust their offense. But what do you guys think?
Dude, it's not like you're It's not like you're debating Kenny Britt or you know Michael Floyd or Michael Crabtree. You got Josh Gordon,
right?
So what's the problem?
Well, I mean, knowing the Colts, I mean they can get the pass rush on from time to time, and if Brian Hoyer doesn't have time to find him, I mean, I don't know what's going on with the quarterback situation in Cleveland. I mean, Johnny Manziel may end up coming in, and that dude has no long ball whatsoever. I mean, not for this league anyway. I watched him at college. But, I mean, I was thinking about starting Andre Williams against Tennessee because they are terrible.
Dude, you are getting – you are way overthinking this problem. It's Josh Gordon. It's not even a question.
All right, go with Gordon.
The Colts gave up 3 touchdowns last week and 400 yards to Colt McCoy. They gave up 6 touchdowns to Ben Roethlisberger. 360 yards and 2 touchdowns to Eli Manning. This is not, and I don't even think, who's Vernon Davis's brother? Vontae Davis, I don't even think he's playing this week. So it's Josh Gordon, even if Rashad Jennings or Andre Ellington can play. Put Gordon in your lineup, no question about it.
I don't appreciate it.
That's why you've been holding on to him this long.
Yeah, he's been paying dividends, man. But, you know, 7.5 points last game, that's just kind of scary because the records are so close, and me being in third place, I could get dropped to fifth if I lose this week.
Is the matchup not in the playoff? Like what?
No, our playoffs start after this week.
Ugh. We're going to have to call your commissioner, too. Give him a piece of our mind.
Hell yeah.
That's terrible.
Get him on the phone right now.
So then what happens? It goes week 15, 16, 17?
It goes 15 and 16, and the top 4 teams go. The bottom 4 teams fight it out for what is like our version of the Sacco. It's called the teabag.
The Sacco! The teabag.
Nice.
I like that.
Well
All right,
played.
So you're not going to be in the Sacco teabag bowl.
No danger of that, but I do want to win the $800 and the pretty first place trophy, the Guru's Cup. So
the Guru's Cup. I like that. Well, Josh, best of luck to you. I think it's Josh Gordon, and I think to me that's a no-brainer.
All right. Yeah. Appreciate it, guys.
All right, Josh. Best of luck, man. I don't know. Am I too high on Josh Gordon?
No, I'm just as high on Josh Gordon as you are. Josh Gordon is a stud. We talked about this on Tuesday. You can't sit him. I mean, I know he's just coming back, but he's got 15 receptions in 2 games, almost 29 targets in 2 games. I don't know how it gets better than that. And I know Johnny Manziel probably isn't the best NFL-ready quarterback. Rookie, looking to run first. That's just his MO. But Brian Hoyer's starting. He's a guy that's been leading them to wins. Obviously, had a bad week last week, but they trust him. He's going to be at home. Josh Gordon hasn't found the end zone in a couple of games this year that he's played. He's got to get in there at some point. So I think Josh Gordon is going to be fine this week. And if Hoyer can play well and step up, Josh Gordon can have a real big game.
Now, on the call screener here, the next caller is Matt in Illinois. This is 8-team standard league. And if we have chastised the 8-team leagues
I put
throughout
in the hashtag,
the year,
Bill, not him.
Did you put in – that's what I wanted to get at.
I put in the hashtag.
Did you put in the hashtag, or did Matt say, hi, I'm an 18
I put
league?
In the hashtag because I thought you would laugh.
I am laughing. Well, let's bring Matt on the line. Matt, you're next. You're up next on the Fantasy Football Champs. How are you, buddy?
Good, guys. I got just a quick question. I have both tight ends for Indianapolis on my team, Fleener and Dwayne Allen. And
yep.
Who would you play this week?
Anthony, give this one a shot.
Wow. Well, you know, Dwayne Allen coming back, if he's 100% healthy, he's their number one tight end. So I know Fleener's been playing well, but again, I look at it as the way of if Allen's playing right now, he's that guy making the big plays. He's more of a red zone threat, I think, than Fleener. Gets a lot more looks that way and finds his way in the end zone a little bit more than Fleener on a normal basis. So if Allen plays and he looks 100%, my gut would say go with Dwayne Allen over Kobe Fleener.
Okay, cool.
Matt, in an eight-team league, I have to imagine that there's some options on the waiver wire, no?
Well, I picked up Fleener last week, or when Dwayne Allen went down.
Yeah.
And I've been using him and, you know, in his place.
Kyle Rudolph, Heath Miller, Jason Witten, Travis Kelce, Antonio Gates, all ranked higher than Fleener and Dwayne Allen this week on FFChamps.com.
Okay. All right.
All right, Matt. Best of luck to you. Thank you for the phone call. I think that's going to be a tough situation for a lot of people. And Fleener coming, Dwayne Allen going down. Fleener had back-to-back monster weeks, right? He had a huge game against the Patriots, 144 yards. Then he quieted down against the Jags. But then he had a monster game, two touchdowns, 127 yards just last week. And I think people are a little bit excited about that. But just keep in mind, I mean, Dwayne Allen is going to get, like you said, a lot more red zone looks.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where I don't want to compare it to the Giovanni and Jeremy Hill type situation where you had a starter go down and a backup step in and look good.
Right.
Obviously, Fleener is a guy, they do a lot of two tight end sets in Indianapolis. That's just a thing that they do. Fleener's a great pass-catching option. He's just another weapon out there. So it's not a situation where there's only going to be one of these guys on the field at once. Sometimes, maybe, but a lot of times they're both on the field lining up together. And like we said, Dwayne Allen's just a little bit better in the red zone, going to get more looks, and he is the number one when he's healthy. So Fleener's had some great games. It's tough to sit him, but again, if the number one comes back, you got to play him.
Let's get to a quick email here. We'll go a little bit of rapid-fire style. Pick two of these guys in a PPR league for our boy Leon. Mike Wallace, Mike Evans, Kenny Stills, Crabtree.
Kenny Stills and Mike Evans.
Stills has been on fire.
Stills is on fire. And Mike Evans, again, had a little bit of a down week last week, but still. Yeah. Still playing real good.
PPR league, pick two. Sammy Watkins, Devontae Adams, Nate Washington, Jordan Matthews, Crabtree.
Devontae Adams is definitely one of them.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Against the Falcons, huh?
Horrible defense, and I just think that he comes back this week and gets in the end zone. He had a heartbreaking drop. That should have been a touchdown, and I think Aaron Rodgers has to go back to Devontae Adams and keep that confidence instilled in him. So
yep.
I'm going Devontae Adams, and, man, I guess I'm going Sammy Watkins over Jordan Matthews, but it's two of those three rookies.
You don't like Nate Washington this week. Full-point PPR, no Justin Hunter.
I'm not against him, but I just, doesn't do anything for me. I see more upside with those three other guys.
Yeah, I'm with you there. It's just a shame that if I knew a little bit more about the Titans situation this week, like Zach Mettenberger right now is questionable.
Right.
If Jake Locker's playing, there's no way I'm playing.
Right. Now, if Mettenberger does play, he seemed to have that nice long ball connection with Nate Washington those couple of weeks he was playing. He took a lot of shots downfield, and Nate Washington seemed to be the guy he was going to as well as Justin Hunter. So if Mettenberger would play, then I'm going to play Nate Washington because you got a good chance of having a long touchdown.
Yeah, and the Giants are just terrible in the secondary. So that's the only way that I'd put in Nate Washington if I knew for sure Mettenberger was going to play the whole game. But
yeah.
As soon as Jake Locker steps on the field, all bets are off.
You just give up on everything, Tennessee.
That's it. Couple more for Leon here. Droik Bell, LeSean McCoy, C.J. Anderson, pick two.
Not Bell.
Yeah, not Bell. Should I pick up Charles Sims and pick up drop Charles Sims, pick up the Saints defense? He has Baltimore this week. He's playing, and they'll play Buffalo next week. Some news on the Baltimore Ravens defense.
Oh, God, yeah.
You see Haloti Ngata got popped for Adderall?
I did see that, and that...
That's a big deal for them.
One of my sits this week that we'll get into is Lamar Miller, and I had that written up and sent over to you before I saw that, and it makes me rethink it a little bit, to be honest with you.
Do you think Adderall is like...
Should not be a banned substance.
No. I was going to say... Well, no, I agree with you on that. But do you think Adderall is like a disguise? Like, it's really not Adderall. It's something else.
I don't know. Maybe. I guess it can mask something. I'm not very Walter White-ish when it comes to the chemistry situation. I was never a fan of science, but...
Like, I just hear whenever a player is popped for Adderall, I'm just like, meh, it was really marijuana. Or it might have been a little bit of cocaine.
If it was marijuana, they say. They're like, these guys are caught with pot. Like, marijuana is so much more lax in this country, and people are pretty much whatever about it nowadays. So I don't think if it was that, they'd make a big deal about it. Like, look, this is what happened. All right, whatever. Maybe, you know, they take the Adderall to help themselves stay up, study their playbooks. I have watched film. I have no idea. But taking Adderall, I can't really see it giving you an advantage while you're playing the game. I mean, you're getting hit and beat on all day. If that doesn't wake you up and keep you focused, nothing's going to.
You ever take Adderall?
I have not, no.
Kevin?
No comment.
No comment. Well, I have a comment. I did take it twice when I was at school. One of my fraternity brothers used to sit in the library, and you always knew where he was. Everyone knew where he was. He was on the fifth floor of the library.
Was there a broom handle involved?
What's that?
Nothing.
Was a broom handle involved? Anyway.
That's a fraternity thing.
Joke. I don't get the reference. Everyone goes, you know, you go up to him. Everyone knew where he was. You're studying for finals, and it gave me such like a creeped out, like jittery feeling that I don't understand why it would help people with ADD.
Yeah, I
felt like it gave me ADD.
Yeah, I know people who have taken it. Like I said, when I was in college, my one roommate did. I left, went to the gym for an hour, came back, and his 2-page paper turned into like 17. So I guess it helps you focus on what you're doing. But yeah, you could tell he was just he just drank like 17 cups of coffee real quickly. That's just I don't get it. Whatever, not for me.
All right, 855-728-7500 is the phone number. Justin in Boston is in a 10-team PPR league. Hey, Justin.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's going on, man?
Not too much. Just in the playoffs, a little playoff question going on.
It's always good to hear your voice, Justin. You uplift the show with your positivity.
Thanks.
It's really like about
welcome,
you.
Welcome.
Oh, yes. I have a couple of questions. First one is kind of like a big one regarding to injuries, but I probably won't go until Sunday. Rashard Jennings and Crowell. I was planning on starting them both, but with Crowell with his hip, I guess he practiced today, and I guess Jennings had to practice all week.
In the PPR, I'd go Jennings.
Yeah. Let's say if they both are ruled out just out of the chance, because you know, we never know. It could happen, probably. But my other options for the two running back spots, Dan Heron,
Gio Bernard, Devontae Adams.
And Matt Asiata, too.
I'm definitely going Dan Heron over Crowell this week.
Okay.
That's one, even if Crowell's playing. Am I going to put Dan Heron in over Rashad Jennings? Probably not.
Yeah.
And then I'd probably use him over Devontae Adams.
Yeah, Dan Heron's been playing well since Ahmad Bradshaw went down. Dan Heron's been showing everybody a lot of stuff. He's got a nice burst. He can do a lot of things. So, like we were saying last week, Trent Richardson is kind of just getting to the end. We can't trust him, and I think the Colts realize they can't trust him either, and Dan Heron is going to be the man there. So the Browns obviously not really great against the run either, so Dan Heron would be a great start this week.
That's true. And would you drop any of these guys, Martavius Bryant, or Asiata, to pick up any of these guys just for depth? Because I also have Demarius Thomas, who got somebody on his team stepped on his ankle yesterday. So I don't know if you would pick up any of these guys just for bench depth. Welker, Cody Lattimore, Eddie Royal, Nate Washington, Pierre Garçon, Harry Douglas, Alan Hearns, or any of these running backs. Just
who's
for
your
depth.
Number one running back?
But my number one running back was supposed to be Rashard Jennings or Gio Bernard.
So you can't get Jeremy Hill. I was going to say, you can definitely drop Matt Asiata. Instead of backing up a wide receiver, I'd rather you back up a running back. Do you have good tight ends?
I have both Fleener and Kelsey.
Okay. Try to get a defense, try to go get a kicker. I mean, hey, we didn't talk about it, but Robbie Gould's not playing tonight for the Bears. And people really don't pay attention too much to kickers, but that could bite a lot of people in the butt.
Yeah, it really can. Again, the kicker's not a major thing, someone you can just swap out for another player. But like you said, if someone's got Robbie Gould in their lineup and they're not paying attention, because like you said, they might see something, Alshon Jeffrey's playing or not playing. Oh, okay, good, whatever. But let me see if my kicker's playing. So, that could be a big deal for some people out there.
So, basically, back to your question, Justin. I wouldn't go crazy by adding Cody Latimer. He hasn't done anything like that. I think Demarius Thomas will be fine. I guess you can pick up Welker, but I don't think he's going to be the touchdown machine that Demarius Thomas is if Thomas were to miss any time.
Yeah, if you
I'd rather you get a defense. I'd rather you get a backup kicker, maybe a backup tight end or a running back. But Matt Asiata, he can certainly be dropped.
Yeah, the available defenses I was looking at, it's very, very slim because a lot of people in my team, my league, doubled or even tripled up on defenses, which,
wow.
I don't know, to me that's kind of just hoarding defense. Come on, just spread the wealth. The Redskins are available, Dolphins, Ravens, Patriots.
Pick up the Dolphins.
Okay.
All
yeah,
right.
That's what I was thinking too, yeah.
All right, best of luck to you, Justin. Have fun in the playoffs.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
You got it. One more caller before we get to a break here. We got Hank in New York in a 12-team standard league. Hey, Hank.
Hi, how are you? I wanted to know about playing. I have Forte, but I need a second running back, either Hill, Mason, or Murray on Oakland.
Latavius Murray. I got excited there for a second, and then you specified that he was from Oakland.
Oh, yeah.
not from Dallas. Jeremy Hill, Trey Mason. It's between those two. I think I'd have to go with Jeremy Hill.
Yeah.
Really?
I agree.
Okay, thank you.
You got it, Hank. Very easy. Hank is short and to the point. I like that.
He's the Andrew from Cali of callers.
Yeah, that's right. Good. Hey, nice reference. There you go.
You know what, though? I was going to say to you on Tuesday, Andrew from Cali sent us the longest email we've ever got from him, and it was like 17 words. He actually like put some like wording and stuff in there, not just a question.
It's the playoffs. He wanted to make sure that, you know, he wasn't going for clear and concise. He was going for, hey, I got to win my damn championship.
He was fired up. I love it. When Andrew from Cali's writing a more than one sentence, it's on.
It's certainly on. We do have to take a quick break, but more Fantasy Football Champs coming up next. Right here on Patriots.com Radio. We'll have Anthony's start and sit list for Week 14. It's the fantasy playoffs. You won't want to miss it. Keep it right here.
Hey, what kind of sub is that?
It's the Subway Big Hot Pastrami.
Subway Big Hot Pastrami?
No. Pastrami.
Pastrami!
What? Hey, get back here! Pastrami!
No, pastrami!
Look, it's the Subway Big Hot Pastrami!
Want to split it?
A little late for that.
Get your own Subway Big Hot Pastrami Melt, a monument to flavor loaded with dry rub, pepper-crusted beef, and melty cheese. Enjoy yours with mustard and pickles. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or tri-corner hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie. Three Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS.
I say 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to your TV. Now available for $349 at a Microsoft store near you.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
The Patriots and Revolution Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, and much more, including Pro Shop exclusives and sideline gear from Adidas, Nike, and New Era. The Pro Shop is located next to Gillette Stadium and is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots and Revolution Pro Shop, your team, your store. Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Bill Enright and Anthony Grace want to help you dominate your fantasy football league. Call in with your questions at 855-PATS-500 or email the champs at webradio@patriots.com. Now, back to Bill and Anthony.
All right, welcome back to the Fantasy Football Champs on patriots.com radio. Since week one, Anthony has been doing a start and sit list on ffchamps.com. Remember, you can get the rest of the 2014 season for free. When you renew for 2015, just use promo code 2015 at checkout at ffchamps.com. You can get Anthony's article and all of our rankings for your fantasy football playoffs. And since this is, for the most part, again, I know there's some of you out there, like one of our previous callers, your playoffs aren't starting. But for the most part, week 14, it's the start of the fantasy playoffs. Anthony, I know you worked extra hard on your article this week. Why don't you take us through some of the research tools that you use, some of the matchup situations that you look at, and what kind of qualifies a player to be a start or a sit.
You know, what I like to do, I like to, you know, first of all, check the mat. Like, I'll go to the last 3 to 5 weeks usually with a player, see what they're kind of doing, if they're uptrending, downtrending, kind of being consistent. Those are kind of things I'll look for. I'll look at the matchup they have, where that defense is playing, and then if that player has any historical reference with that team. You know, if Tony Romo's playing the Eagles, obviously they play back and forth. Any sort of inter-division matchup, always a lot of history, and that always gives you a little bit more insight than other games.
Now, you mentioned that you go to the last 3 or 5 weeks. Is that because you think, you know, sometimes when people talk to me about strength of schedule and they talk about from the season, overall season aspect, it can be distorted.
It really can. I mean, not that I don't look back on a full season, but obviously it's just some guys get in a groove, some guys get on fire, and then it goes away. So some guys are consistent all season, some guys are up and down, and that's why we have a stud list. Those are the guys you know are pretty much going to play well all season, and all the other guys I throw in this article are guys that going off the FFCPI that you come up with every week. I kind of tool that too, because, you know, that's kind of saying who we think we should start and set off FF champs, and I'd just like to elaborate on some of these guys that we put up there.
All right, let's start elaborating on some of the quarterbacks that you have for this week. Tony Romo playing tonight against the Bears. But then you have two quarterbacks that are relatively well-known in fantasy circles, but they have been somewhat inconsistent. Russell Wilson with the Seahawks and Matt Ryan with the Falcons. Talk about both of those QBs.
Yeah, Russell Wilson, that Seahawks passing game is just real, real hard to watch. They don't have a lot of weapons. I know Percy Harvin wasn't doing much before they got rid of him, but getting rid of someone like that, getting rid of Golden Tate, it really hurt their passing game. But Russell Wilson's a guy, obviously, he's going to kill you with his legs if he gets a chance. So if he does have a big passing week, this is going to be a real good chance. The Eagles are still horrible against the quarterbacks, bottom three team against quarterbacks. So Russell Wilson has a big game this week. Now, they both, Philadelphia and Seattle, it could be a trap game, I guess, you know, is what people call them. They're both sandwiched between their biggest rivals, the Niners and the Cowboys. So one of these teams is going to come out on fire, and I don't know who it is, but for some reason I'm thinking Seattle is going to be the team because they've been there to the playoffs, they've been to the Super Bowl, and they know what it takes to get back there.
And then Monday night we have a good matchup. We talked about it before, Falcons and the Packers.
Yeah, Matt Ryan again. He plays a little bit better at home than he does on the road, but anytime a team is playing in Green Bay where the Packers put up 41 per game, you got to figure there's going to be a comeback needed, and that just means quarterbacks are throwing the ball. It's Matt Ryan going up there. The Packers allowed all but one quarterback to hit double digits in Green Bay this season, so that's a good sign. Matt Ryan's going to have some sort of game, and even if Roddy White doesn't play, Harry Douglas is a respectable guy, a backup that could jump into that wide receiver two role, and they're going to be throwing the ball a lot because the Falcons are not on par with the Green Bay Packers. There's going to be points put up and a lot of throwing the ball around in this game.
You mentioned three quarterbacks in the sit portion of your article. No surprise with Colt McCoy. I think everyone realized this last week was a little bit of an anomaly. Eli Manning has been struggling all year. But Ben Roethlisberger, typically a top-10 quarterback, he's going up against the Bengals. What do you not like about Big Ben this week?
Look, he's got a tough matchup with Cincinnati. Cincinnati is one of the better teams in the league at stopping quarterbacks and passing games this year. So that scares me to begin with. And again, when it comes to a division matchup, the AFC North is just known for ground and pound, bruising, tough defensive football. The Bengals are going to hit Ben Roethlisberger after the whistle. They don't care. They know each other very well, and they're going to do it. So in his last five games in Cincinnati, Roethlisberger has thrown one touchdown and one pick in every single game, and his yardage has basically been between 250 and 275. So that's about 12 points per game, which is okay. But, you know, if you have another option that has a lot more upside to their matchup, I would take the chance over Roethlisberger. And, he's coming off – they're saying he's not injured with that hand situation. They said it could have been a broken wrist. They didn't know, but he says he's fine. So that's just another thing that kind of has to scare you a little bit with him.
All right, let's move over to the running backs. You got three here, Rashad Jennings, Joique Bell, and Frank Gore. We know about Rashad Jennings' injury situation, right, but if he's active, he's a must-play against Tennessee, right?
Oh, God. If Rashad Jennings plays, there's no way you can't have him in your lineup. He's got six games this year in eight that he's played. So three quarters of his game with seven or more points in standard scoring. And five of those six, he's got double digits in. So that's a great sign. He's still the number 19 overall running back despite missing four games this season. So the fact that he's hanging in the top 20, missing all that time, just bodes well for what he's been doing and the numbers he's been putting up. So the Tennessee Titans do another positive for him is they're just horrible against the run. Second worst team at stopping running backs. They're giving up just under 24 points per game to running backs. And you know if Jennings plays, he's getting the majority of those touches, and the majority of those 24 points are going right to him.
You also have Joique Bell on this list, who, with Reggie Bush coming back, doesn't scare you off from using Joique?
I saw some today that Reggie says he's 100%, and the Lions say he's the number one running back when he comes back, which, he might be the first guy in there to start, but we just haven't seen anything out of Reggie Bush this year, and I don't think unless he gets it going real early against Tampa Bay, we're still going to see a heavy dose of Joique Bell. At Tampa Bay, obviously, horrible team defensively, again, every facet of the game, especially the run, so they're giving up 20-plus points per game to running backs, one of 11 teams. So that's, less than a third of teams basically giving up 20-plus points to running backs. So that's something that bodes well for these Lions running backs. And like I said, Reggie Bush is coming back, supposedly. All right, we'll see what he does. But until he proves to me that he's better and the number one, hands down, flat out over Joique Bell, I just don't like Reggie Bush.
Frank Gore is your last suggestion to start this week. Back-to-back games of just 4 points in the non-PPR format, but you have to love the matchup against the Oakland Raiders.
Oh, the Raiders, just the worst team. Bottom of the barrel in terms of allowing fantasy points to running backs. 25 per game they're giving up. And the 49ers are a team like Carlos Hyde. He has some promising plays, some promising flashes as a rookie, a guy that they can rely on once they get rid of Frank Gore. He retires. You know, he's getting up there in age, but yeah. Frank Gore's been doing it again this season. The guy just does it all the time, every year. He always has down games, but he's very consistent for the most part, and he's the guy that, again, the Niners are going to give him the rock, not as much to Carlos Hyde. He's going to get a majority of those 25 points that the Raiders are giving up. So the Raiders are just – they're a bad team. I mean, look, with Trey – if you need any other proof, just look what Trey Mason did last week, and he's not Frank Gore, so.
All right, speaking of Trey Mason, he is on your sit list for Week 14. You don't like Mason's matchup against the Redskins, huh?
Yeah, I don't. I know this is one of these things. A lot of times, this is why I mentioned him and Colt McCoy and guys of that nature. When guys have a real big game that aren't a stud or a borderline stud type player, I have to think about playing them next week. I know it's tempting because he put up 32 or 34 or however many points he did, depending on your scoring.
Yeah.
But you can't just go off of 1 week performance, especially in the playoffs. I mean, Trey Mason, 3 games of 80-plus yards, rushing yards this year, which sounds good, but they're all at home. They're on the road this week. He's averaging 89 yards at home on the ground this year. They're not at home. They're away, and that's just 52 yards. So that's a 30, almost 40-point swing, 40-yard swing, I'm sorry, as far as that. All 4 of his touchdowns came at home this year. So it's going to be tough for Trey Mason to put even half the points up he did last week, this week against the Redskins in Washington.
Lamar Miller and Fred Jackson are also your other running backs that you're suggesting to sit. Let's move over to the wide receiver spot. You got two rookies and a second-year player. Jarvis Landry, Davante Adams, and Kenny Stills, who's been on fire ever since Brandon Cooks went out with a thumb injury. Talk about some of these young receivers.
Yeah, Jarvis Landry, obviously, everyone's seen what he's been doing the past couple weeks, so you don't really need much convincing to keep Jarvis Landry in your lineup. I don't think you shouldn't need much, but look, 7 games this year, he's got 6 or more targets. That's great for a rookie, and especially a rookie that no one really thinks about in the same class as the Kelvin Benjamins or the, you know, Sammy Watkins, guys like that. So he's a guy, especially in a PPR league, you got to keep him in your lineup. He gets a lot of targets from Ryan Tannehill. He's his number one target right now, and the Baltimore Ravens, worst team against wide receivers this year, which is the exact opposite for their rushing defense. But like you said, no Haloti Ngata. It's going to hurt their rush defense, and it's going to hurt their pass rush. So Jarvis Landry can have a bigger game than I'm really thinking after that news came out today.
And then I know you, we had a caller earlier. You said you like Davante Adams, and we both like Kenny Stills. Both of them have really good matchups against some weak defenses.
Oh, yeah. Kenny Stills, I like a little more than Davante Adams this week. Obviously, Adams is a guy I like, someone that you can play as a wide receiver 3 or a flex, I think, with his matchup. But Kenny Stills, man, the last couple weeks, this guy has come on, and it's not going to stop. He's the number one target behind Jimmy Graham, and look at what happened with Jimmy Graham last week. He got blanketed, not a single target in the entire game. So sure. If teams are going to be taking him away that hard, you know Kenny Stills is going to be the first guy Drew Brees looks for. There's not much more to say than that. Someone's going to score on that team. The Carolina Panthers are horrible on defense, especially their pass defense. They're not getting the same pass rush this year with Greg Hardy missing. And it's just Kenny Stills. God, he scares me. I'm playing against him this week. He just scares the hell out of me.
Wide receivers that you are suggesting to sit, and this is why I love your article. You're not afraid to put some high-profile guys on here, as you did for all the other positions, but some sit wide receivers, Michael Crabtree, Jordan Matthews, Keenan Allen, all relatively very popular among fantasy players. Mm-hmm. You have them as on-the-bench players for Week 14.
Yeah, Michael Crabtree, he's just a guy this year. If he doesn't score a touchdown, he's basically worthless. So nothing about Michael Crabtree does anything for me. I was a fan of him before the season started, but hey, you can't rock with him in the playoffs. You just can't take the chance. Same thing, Jordan Matthews, he's obviously been Mark Sanchez's favorite target at best connection, but the Seattle Seahawks are coming. This is going to be the toughest defense the Eagles face all year. Again, trap game. They're looking forward to Dallas next week. If Dallas wins this game, next week is a big game for the NFC East, and if the Eagles are looking a little bit forward, that's going to hurt them a lot, and the Seattle Seahawks just seem to be getting stronger on defense as the season has been going on. Keenan Allen, a lot of times you got to take the name out of the equation, because some guys, if you just look at stats, you wouldn't think it was a guy with a big name. But Keenan Allen this year, I know he's had a couple big games. He's had 300-yard games this year, but they're all coming against bottom 10 teams against stopping wide receivers. Yep. So he's putting up big games against the teams he should be, but now he's playing the Patriots, one of the best teams at stopping wide receivers and quarterbacks, with Darrell Revis and Brandon Browner, and they're coming off a loss, which is not a good thing if you're playing against Bill Belichick and Tom Brady coming off a loss. They haven't lost two in a row on the road since December of 2009. So
wow.
5 years in a row, they haven't done that. And I know San Diego is a good team, but they've had inconsistent periods this season, and the Patriots are just much better than San Diego.
A position that has given a lot of people some trouble this year is the tight end spot. You have two starts, two sits. Martellus Bennett and Kyle Rudolph as your starts. Richard Rodgers and Owen Daniels as your sits. What's your theory behind these guys?
Bennett, obviously. Look, Bennett's the sixth highest scoring tight end in fantasy football. He's 18 points behind Jimmy Graham. And wow. Jimmy Graham was drafted at, you know, what, first, second round, and yeah. Martellus Bennett was a sixth, seventh round pick. So a lot of value with Martellus Bennett, one of Jay Cutler's favorite targets. And with Alshon Jeffery, even if he plays and he's not 100%, you know Martellus Bennett is going to get a whole lot of targets, whole lot of catches. Might not get a ton of yards, doesn't tend to break that century mark a lot, but he's averaging 54 yards on six catches at home this year. He's got two touchdowns, so I wouldn't be surprised to see him get into the end zone, because the Cowboys defense, third most touchdowns given up to tight ends this year with 9. So a bad defense and a good offense at home. I like that. Kyle Rudolph, again, it's one of these things where with tight ends, if you don't have one of these top guys, Julius Thomas, Jimmy Graham, Rob Gronkowski, a Greg Olsen type guy who's been consistent, if you don't have one of them, you can stream guys. You have to, because no one else has been showing you that they can do it week in and week out. Kyle Rudolph, each week that he's come back from his sports hernia surgery, he's been getting a little bit stronger.
Mm-hmm.
In 3 weeks that he's come back, he's the 18th highest scoring tight end. One of those weeks he has 0 points. So he's going to be a top 12 guy if he gets any points in that other game. Playing one of the worst defenses in the Jets, giving up the most touchdowns to tight ends with 12. So Rudolph's a guy that I think can bounce back, have some catches, have some yards, and I wouldn't be shocked to see him get into the end zone this weekend.
You know, the interesting thing about Kyle Rudolph is for a while, the Vikings just weren't looking at all to their tight ends.
No.
It was like Rhett Ellison and Chase Ford, and then all of a sudden Rudolph gets back, and boom, their tight end's relevant again.
Red Ellison and Chase Ford, just, you know, they're not Kyle Rudolph. I know Kyle Rudolph isn't Rob Gronkowski, but, you know, he's better than those other guys that you just mentioned, the journeyman type guys and guys that aren't really going to be huge yep. contributors offensively in teams.
By the way, just seeing some breaking news here. It is confirmed that Alshon Jeffery will play.
All right, there we go. He's good to go, so should be man. I think Tony Romo tonight. I think this is the guy who's under the most, pressure, I guess is a word to use, when it comes to fantasy playoffs. If the Cowboys lose tonight and the Eagles end up winning, the Cowboys aren't really going to, they're going to be in a playoff hunt, but I also think Tony Romo plays the same if he knows the NFC East isn't wide open as if he wins tonight. So I think Tony Romo, a lot of people, including myself, I don't know if you got him on any teams, Bill, but Tony Romo, he's going to make or break a lot of fantasy playoff teams this weekend, I think.
I do just want to bring up the fact that the Cowboys and the Chicago Bears played last year.
Mm-hmm.
And it was this week that they played. It was a Monday night game, December 9th. This week is the Thursday night game. Romo had 104 yards in that game.
Yeah.
104. Now, he had 3 touchdowns, but he only had 104 yards, which is not a lot.
That's bad. And, you know, Tony Romo, I threw a little stat in the stardom for him. Look, last week he had under 200 yards, which doesn't happen very much for Tony Romo. He's a guy that tends to throw for a lot of yards for the most part. But 17 times in his career, he had under 200 yards passing before last week. And he's thrown for 250 or more in 15 of the next 17 games.
Wow.
And multiple TDs in 12 of those 17. So I think we're in store for big things with Tony Romo. But you got to worry about him a little bit. I mean, it's Tony Romo. He always has a little bit of a meltdown in December. But
of course.
This year could be different. He just seems to be playing different. That Cowboys team's playing different. Supposed to be the worst defense of all time, and they're doing some decent things and keeping their team in it and winning games. So it's going to be interesting, and I think Tony Romo could be a key cog for a lot of people out there.
Last year's game with the Cowboys and the Bears was also when Josh McCown made all of that big contract money. He had that 348 yards, four touchdowns, which
yep.
led him to sign a big contract with the Bucs in the offseason.
Working out well for them, isn't it?
Yeah, Cutler wasn't around. Marshall had 100 yards in that game. Alshon Jeffrey had 84 yards and a touchdown. Matt Forte, 7 catches, 73 yards and a touchdown. He also ran for 100 yards in that game. And then Martellus Bennett, 5 grabs, 43 yards.
Yeah. So we're going to see something. Yeah, we see something like that, and I think the Cowboys have a little bit more firepower this year and open up a little more points. So I'm so excited for this game. I can't wait.
DeMarco Murray had 146 yards.
All right,
that wraps up our start and sit report for Week 14. Getting plenty of emails, a lot of phone calls to get to, but we do have to take a short break. But we'll be back with more fantasy football advice for Week 14 right here on Patriots.com Radio.
Hey, what kind of sub is that?
It's a Subway Big Hot Pastrami.
Subway Big Hot Pastrami?
No. Pastrami.
Pastrami!
What? Hey, get back here! Pastrami!
No, pastrami!
Look, it's the Subway Big Hot Pastrami!
Want to split it?
A little late for that.
Get your own Subway Big Hot Pastrami Melt, a monument to flavor loaded with dry rub, pepper-crusted beef, and melty cheese. Enjoy yours with mustard and pickles. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only, participating restaurants.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or Tri-Corner Hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie. 3 Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to your TV. Now available for $349 at a Microsoft store near you.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football.
especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up.
Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call star NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
The Patriots and Revolution Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, and much more, including Pro Shop exclusives and sideline gear from Adidas, Nike, and New Era. The Pro Shop is located next to Gillette Stadium and is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots and Revolution Pro Shop, your team, your store.
Anthony Grace and Bill Enright are the Fantasy Football Champs.
All right, welcome back to the Fantasy Football Champs. On Tuesday's show, we did our six rules to win in the fantasy playoffs, and one of them was check the weather report.
Weather.
So I figured during the break I'll check out the weather report, see if there's anything we have to be concerned about for this weekend, and I don't really see anything too crazy.
Nah,
a couple of cold games, 30 degrees, 40 degrees, 26 in Green Bay on Monday night, but nothing over 15-mile-an-hour winds, and that's in Minnesota. It's going to be cold in Minnesota, 29 degrees and 14-mile-an-hour winds. But I think I don't see any rain. I don't see any snow on the forecast. So I think for the most part, we're going to be okay this weekend.
Yeah, not a lot of weather. Obviously, if it's something major, we would have all heard about it. That's everywhere on the news nowadays with the weather situation. But, yeah, nothing too crazy happening, which is bodes well for fantasy football.
The dome games are always great because it shows the weather anyway, and then it's like, but the game's in a dome. Like, what the hell does that matter?
There's a hurricane, but it's in a dome. So
it's like a stat. It's like showing receptions for a quarterback. It's like, well, what? That doesn't make any sense. Like, it's just useless information. The game's in a dome. We don't care about the weather outside, unless you're going to tailgate. But I don't know. Are San Diego, are people going out? Patriot fans going out to San Diego? 63 and mostly cloudy. 4-mile-an-hour winds for Sunday night. It's not bad.
Yeah, nicer than it is in the Northeast. A lot warmer. Go. I'll take that.
What's the weather like up at Gillette, Kev? Just cold.
Yeah, it was sunny today, but a high of like 35.
Yeah, that's what it was like where I was.
I think it's going to be like that tomorrow, too.
Beautiful day. Just Yeah.
Yeah, just bright sunshine. It's just cold, very chilly and a little bit breezy.
I'm like a weather nut. I follow like a lot more than I really should. And I think the next 2 weeks are going to be unseasonably warm. So it's going to be warmer than it usually is.
I'll take that.
At least that's what it said. You know, that air comes in from Canada and, you know, the jet stream and where's it going and what's bringing in and the
jet stream and there's a low front and a high front and a pressure system. A
lot going on.
It's going to be sunny or not. Do I need an umbrella? I don't care. Just let me know, all right? Stop it with your systems and your pressures and your overs and your unders and your whatever. Just tell me what I need to wear.
I'm just waiting for the snow. I wanted the snow.
Oh, yeah. It's coming, buddy. What do they say? It's supposed to be a big year for snow this year, isn't it?
They always say that. I feel like they always say that. Never happens.
It's true.
I mean, last year it happened.
Yeah, we got a lot of snow last year.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, let's dive into the emails. We got our guy, Matt M. Hey, guys, thanks again for your advice this season. I've gone from eighth place with a 3-4 record to winning 6 games in a row. Wow.
Woo.
Second place.
All right.
All your waiver wire info has been super helpful in improving my team. Awesome. Glad to hear that. Our league has a 4-team playoff, so playoffs don't start until next week. That's fine. 4-team playoff starts in week 15. I'm okay with that.
Just don't play week
17. Because the championship is still in week 16.
Doesn't matter at that point. Yeah, as long as you're not playing week 17, who cares?
I'm down with that. Do you see any big holes in my roster that I should improve on before next week? Also, for this week, for tight end and defense, who do I start? All right. So he's got Brady, Dez, Sanders, Emmanuel Sanders, Kenny Stills, who we love, Marshawn Lynch, Justin Forsett, two quality running backs, yep. Keith Miller or Kyle Rudolph, and the Buffalo Bills defense and the New Orleans Saints. Now, the Saints are at home. The Bills are playing the Broncos. I'm benching Buffalo, putting in the Saints, and I'm going with Kyle Rudolph or Keith Miller. They're ranked 9 and 10 on my rankings this week. Anthony, who do you give the edge to?
Oh, man, that is tough. If for some reason Ben Roethlisberger looks a little bit beat up and misses the game again, odds are it's not happening. If that happens, I'm going Heath Miller just because the backup's going to be thrown to him a little bit more. Otherwise, I would take a chance on Rudolph. I think he's more likely to get into the end zone than Heath Miller.
Now, he does want to try to fill some holes in time for next week. We're not fans of Michael Crabtree.
Nope.
And with Dez Bryant, Emmanuel Sanders, Kenny Stills on his squad, he'll probably never use either one of them. All right, he'll probably never use Michael Crabtree.
No, definitely droppable.
Would you try to back up maybe a Marshawn Lynch and go after Christine Michael or Robert Turbin?
I'd rather have, like you said, a handcuff running back right now is way more important than a wide receiver that you think maybe I'll play them potentially, but odds are Crabtree is not going to be playing for you the rest of the way. He's got a pretty tough schedule, too, the rest of the way. So I'm okay dropping Crabtree for a backup of Turbin or if Bernard Pierce or backup for four sets out there. So either way, I'd back up one of my running backs over
and
Crabtree.
Since he has Brady, are you okay with dropping Eli Manning?
Yeah.
Both now.
Again, same thing. You already have a stud quarterback. You're not taking him out. If he gets hurt, then you're going to have to find someone on the waivers anyway. So what's the difference at this point? Drop Eli. Drop Crabtree. Get yourself some running back depth. Good to go.
All right, Craig in Florida is the next emailer. Hi, guys. Thanks for the help. I keep second-guessing myself and changing my lineup.
Don't do it.
Do you think I would change out any of the following players? I'm specifically thinking of putting LaFell in for Marshall since Marshall has been so inconsistent and players don't seem to perform well on Thursday night. Well, we already went over the Thursday night theory because this week does not apply only because both teams have had a full week rest. Now, he has Emmanuel Sanders, Golden Tate in at wide receiver. Would you put in Brandon LaFell over either one of those studs?
No, not a chance. Especially, I don't think it says what scoring system is, but especially in a PPR league, you're not taking those guys out.
Would you flex out Brandon Marshall and put in Brandon LaFell?
No.
No, neither would I.
No, I can't.
Neil in Pennsylvania. I think it's Neil in Pennsylvania. That's where he usually emails from. I just guessed. Hey, guys, bit of a skid and had some close calls coming into the playoffs. Hoping you can help me figure out the best roster to go with. I've had a tough time figuring out what to do with Kelvin Benjamin the past few weeks, and I've been going with Denard Robinson as my wide receiver, too. Yeah, remember, Yahoo leaves Denard Robinson as a wide receiver or a running back. Not a flex.
Yeah.
Literally has the option of being put in as a wide receiver or a running back. Very cool. That's what I love about Yahoo. Ellington's injury may have to use him as a running back this week. Also has Kenny Stills, blah, 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 blah. Please take a look at my roster. He sent us a screenshot here, Anthony.
Yeah, I got that.
LL Cool J, get at me, is his name. And he's playing huge trapezuses.
Trapezii? I don't know.
He's got Matthew Stafford, Antonio Brown, Kelvin Benjamin, Matt Forte, Jimmy Graham, Jeremy Hill in at flex. Would you take out Kelvin Benjamin and put in Kenny Stills?
Well, looking at this, if Andre Ellington doesn't play, and I really, like I said, I'm not sure what we're getting out of him. If he's not playing, I would move Jeremy Hill to my running back and put Stills in as my flex.
Jeremy Hill at running back, Stills in at flex. Yeah, I can roll with that.
That's the move I would make, unless for some reason.
Leaving Denard Robinson on the bench.
Yeah. I think that was the smartest move. He seems to be slowing down a little bit the past couple of weeks. So that's what I would do with no Ellington. But if Ellington does play and you leave him in there, I think you got to put in Stills over Benjamin. I just better matchup. I love Stills this week. I just do.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Big Shooter in the house is up next on the emails. Checking in. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Looking forward to the first week of the fantasy playoffs. Need some FF Champs advice, which running backs and wide receivers to start. He's in a non-PPR standard scoring league. Running backs, C.J. Anderson, Trey Mason, Gio Bernard, or Jeremy Hill. And I'm guessing he needs two of them.
You're definitely leaving C.J. Anderson in there. I don't care who he's going up. And
not PPR. Trey Mason, Geo, or Hill.
I'm going Jeremy Hill as my number two in that situation.
Nice. Okay. I like that. Wide receivers, he's loaded. Demaryius Thomas, Randall Cobb, Brandon Marshall. Now, am I missing something here? I don't know if he needs three. I don't know if he needs two.
I'm hoping it's three, and you can play all of them. If you're keeping one of these guys out, that's a tough, tough situation to be in. I guess I would leave Marshall on the bench just because I feel like Randall Cobb tends to score more touchdowns, and that's offense I like a little bit better, but that's a coin flip if you're leaving one of those guys on the bench.
Yeah, that's a tough call, especially Cobb's playing Monday night, and Demaryius Thomas, listen, he's going to play, but he did get injured in practice this week.
Yeah, that's tough. Big shooter, you better be able to play all three of those guys.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying.
Play all three. Even if it's just playing one running back. Maybe he has, like, a one running back spot, and then he can play three receivers by putting one in the flex. That'd be cool.
Yeah, that's how our league is set up. We do one running back, one receiver, and then three flex between running back and receiver. So you can kind of, I think it makes it a little more even. If some people draft wide receiver heavy, that's fine. You want to draft four stud receivers, go for it. You want to draft four stud running backs, go for it. It makes it a little more fair competition throughout the year, I think.
Bear in New Jersey says, hello, guys. What's up with the playoff upon us? I can use some quick advice. Standard league, very quick, easy questions from our guy Bear here. Philip Rivers or Eli Manning?
The guy stick with the Rivers. I know it's tough.
Crowell, Bush, or Ryan Matthews?
If Crowell plays, you're keeping him in there. If not, I'm going Ryan Matthews.
T.Y. Hilton or Antonio Gates?
Oh, T.Y.
Eagles against the Seahawks or the Lions defense?
Well, the Bucs are pretty bad, but the Eagles just tend to score points at home, so I got to rock with them.
Let's jump back to the phone lines, 855-728-7500. Did he hang up already, Kev? I guess he hung up. I was there a second ago. Back to the emails.
Back to the emails, I guess.
Listen, if you're not going to be patient for 5 minutes, I take the questions as they come in. Can't just stop doing emails. Just
man of the people.
I'm the man. I try to be. Brent L., hey, guys, would you make any changes to this lineup? Full-point PPR league, 4 points for passing touchdowns. He's debating on quarterback Trey Mason or Jeremy Hill, and do I really sit still? All right, let's see who he's got here. He's got Jay Cutler or Colin Kaepernick.
I'm going to stick with Cutler, I guess, in that one. Cap hasn't been showing me much this year.
Matt Forte, Trey Mason, or Jeremy Hill?
You're going Forte, and I'm going Jeremy Hill over Trey Mason.
Antonio Brown, Josh Gordon, Randall Cobb, or Kenny Stills. Three of the four.
I love Stills, but you can't sit Brown, Gordon, or Cobb.
No.
You can't do that. So, you got to stick with what you got in there for those receivers. But
Packers against the Falcons or the St. Louis Rams defense? Who are they playing? Washington.
The Rams are in Washington. Yeah. That Rams defense is just on fire. They get a lot of sacks the last couple of weeks. They're preventing our getting turnovers, so I'm going to stick with the Rams.
Dre in New York City is 4-for-4 for playoffs in his league. Clap it
nice.
Up for him. That's
all right,
impressive.
Dre. Killing
with one team on a bye. Good job, Dre. Flex, Terrence Williams, Reggie Bush, Kendall Wright, Owen Daniels.
Wow. Reggie Bush coming back, I think he'd be the one I would take the chance on in that flex position.
He has Colby Fleener, but if Dwayne Allen is officially active, does he put in Allen over Fleener?
If Allen is active, then you're putting him over Fleener.
Pick two, Anquan Boldin, Larry Fitz, Julian Edelman.
Bolden's got to stay in there. We don't know we're getting out of Fitz. Another guy that's questionable, so you got to go with Edelman right now.
Dwayne Allen or Travis Kelce?
Dwayne Allen plays. I'm sticking with Dwayne Allen.
Vikings or the Detroit Lions?
Ooh, that's interesting. I would go with Detroit there.
Houston or the Minnesota?
Texans.
J.J. Watt making a strong... What's that?
My God, that dude, I'm just saying. If J.J. Watt's on your defense, I don't know how you sit them, because odds are that guy's getting in the end zone somehow every single freaking game.
I was
going to
say, making a strong case for NFL MVP, and his teammate, Jadeveon Clowney, making a strong case for bust of the year, as Houston just put him on IR today.
Yeah, that's it's interesting when you watch the draft and you think, oh, this is going to help this team out, and then something goes wrong. It's like, Just you look back and like, what if they did this? What if they got Khalil Mack at a linebacker? That team would be so much better, but, you know, what are you going to do?
You think that's who they should have taken, Khalil Mack?
I love Khalil Mack. He would have been the first pick off the board for me, him or Sammy Watkins, one of the two. But they, you know, got DeAndre Hopkins. Andre Johnson's getting up there, but you still have a semi-decent offense. I think Khalil Mack would have been a little better, a little more versatile. Their linebackers are always getting hurt, so.
Now, they technically at the time didn't have Ryan Mallett yet.
It's true.
They needed a quarterback. But after watching the quarterbacks play this year, would any of them have been worth that first overall pick?
No. I'm not a huge fan anymore of the number one overall quarterback. I know it's the most important position in football and probably all of sports. But unless you see Andrew Luck coming out, like you knew watching Andrew Luck in college, this dude's going to be great. But outside of that, you don't see that in a lot of college players, and I just don't see it in a lot of guys. Jameis Winston, Marcus Mariota. I mean, Mariota, he'll be semi-decent, but Jameis Winston, maybe, again, a Cam Newton-type guy, okay. But they're just not guys that are going to get you a championship.
When you see players like a Blaine Gabbert going to top 10, a Jake Locker going to top 10, a Christian Ponder going to top 10, and then they're not even – Blaine Gabbert's not even with the Jaguars anymore. That was just 3 years ago.
I don't know if he's on a team anymore, to be honest with you. I don't know if he's still San Fran, but yeah. Again, it's I don't think you need to take a quarterback if you're that high in the draft. If you have other glaring needs and there's a guy that can fill it, I don't understand why a team won't do that. I know you need a quarterback, a franchise quarterback, but if you're not 100%, 1,000% set on a specific guy saying he's going to lead me somewhere, then you can't do it. Look at the RG3 situation. That just blew up in their face.
Yeah.
And totally. It's not going to get better. They give all those picks. How much better would the Redskins be right now if they just drafted – with their three first-round picks or four first-round picks they gave up.
Yep.
A lot better, if you ask me.
Or if they just took Russell Wilson.
Yeah, that would have worked out.
And they waited two or three rounds.
Exactly. I mean,
even Andy Dalton, second-round pick.
Yeah, and he's not that great, but he's better than these first-round picks the last couple of years, that's for sure.
Three straight playoff appearances. I mean, you can't really...
Yeah, he folds every time, but still, not the
yeah,
play.
Yeah, still there.
Buckles like a belt in the playoffs.
I mean, listen, but still, I mean...
Getting there is all you need.
Flacco,
you get in.
Big Ben, two other Super Bowl winning quarterbacks in that division.
Yeah. Unreal what you can get out of them. So we don't know. Maybe Johnny Manziel does something decent, but again, I don't have a lot of faith in him either.
Let's go back to the phone lines, 855-728-7500. Harley in North Carolina is in a 10-team standard league. Hey, Harley.
Hey, man. How's it going?
How you doing, man? Haven't heard from you for a while.
Yeah, we got a new job. Been working. Haven't had time to call in. I've been listening while I'm at work.
Good, man. You gotta make that money, man. So what's going on? What do you got a question about?
All right. So I went 9-0 this year in this league, and I'm now 10-3. So I've been doing bad the last couple weeks, and a lot of that has to do with my play from Rivers. But I'm thinking about starting Fitzpatrick at Jacksonville this week over Rivers, and I'm not sure what I should do. I don't know.
Harley, you sound like a good-looking guy, but you're getting way too cute with your lineup this week. Ryan Fitzpatrick had a good game last week. It was an anomaly. I don't expect him ever to have six touchdowns in one game, let alone six touchdowns the rest of the year. You have to play Phillip Rivers. Sunday night game, prime time, battling for a playoff spot. Good game against the Patriots. You got to leave in Phillip Rivers.
All right, and then another question is, I dropped Dwayne Allen when he got hurt, and I picked, there wasn't any tight ends available. So I currently have Tim Wright from New England, and Dwayne Allen's still on the waiver wire, so I picked him up over Tim Wright.
Absolutely.
All right, and then what about Andre Johnson over White Wallace?
Mike, it's a standard league?
Oh, yeah. Yes, that is a toss up. Two good receivers, no one great, but two good receivers against two bad defenses. I personally would put in Wallace. I know it's kind of a coin flip type situation you're in, but he's going up against the worst pass defense. Like I said, Haloti Ngata being out there, pass rush is going to be a lot worse. So Wallace has that ability to get a long touchdown.
Yeah, I'd go with Mike Wallace too.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, guys. I appreciate all the help this season, man. Y'all really helped me to really get to the playoffs. I was 9-0 and 8-1 in both my leagues until the last couple of weeks. I've been kind of, since I stopped calling into y'all, kind of been going downhill.
ever since that damn new job.
Right?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Thanks, Charlie. We appreciate the phone call, and good luck with the new job. Very interesting situation there, and I think that's a good example of people trying to outthink themselves, getting too cute with the lineup. Phillip Rivers, I know he's been struggling, but you're not trusting Ryan Fitzpatrick in the playoffs.
Yeah, and this is kind of why I put Cole McCoy on that sit list. Some people just see what a player did last week and think, yeah, it's great, but it's not Drew Brees. It's not Peyton Manning. It's not a guy that you think, all right, he can do it again next week. Like, if Ryan Fitzpatrick goes out there and throws three picks and one touchdown and 150 yards, I will not be shocked at all.
Next email is from James. First, I would like to just thank you guys for all the help this season. Thanks to you guys, I've made it to all six of my league playoffs.
Awesome.
To show my thanks, I'll subscribe to FF Champs. You guys are the real deal. Thank you very much, James.
Thanks, James.
Just two questions. Who to start my flex? Golden Tate, Joik Bell, Kenny Stills, Andrew Hawkins. I think this one's pretty easy.
Yeah, Golden Tate. He's got to be the guy in there.
I think he's got two spots.
Does he have two?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then Kenny Stills is my other guy, obviously. Yeah.
Peyton Stills, yeah.
Definitely.
Chiefs or Bengals defense? Before you answer, I'm happy people are asking defensive questions.
Yes.
Or questions about defenses.
This is what you need to do.
It's that time of year where it's okay. I'm not going to rip you for asking me a defense question in week 14. I will rip you for asking me a defense question in week 2.
Yeah.
Chiefs or Bengals here?
I'm leaning towards the Chiefs, but again, the Bengals playing Pittsburgh, you know it's going to be a defensive game. It's close, but I'm giving it to the Chiefs.
Dan in the UK, dear FF Champs, I'm in need of your help this week, and it's win or bust for my playoff hopes. I need one running back, one wide receiver, and one flex. 10-team standard scoring, LeSean McCoy, Isaiah Crowell, Dan Heron, Jordan Matthews, Sanders, Marshall. All right, so is McCoy in at running back even though he's playing against Seattle?
I got to keep him in there. I can't.
And Sanders is in, right?
Yeah, Sanders is definitely still in, staying
so
on
it's
my team.
So Crowell, Dan Heron, Jordan Matthews, or Brandon Marshall?
Man, I know Brandon Marshall is a stud, and we do. Oh, God. Standard scoring. With standard scoring, I'm leaning towards Dan Heron right now.
Me too.
Yeah, I like what he's been doing. I really do. So I'm going to go McCoy, Heron, and Emmanuel Sanders.
All season long, I've been butchering this next emailer's name. I've been waiting for him to kind of send like a, what is it called? When like they spell it out, a phonetic?
Yeah, phonetic spelling.
Yeah, I've been waiting for it. It hasn't come.
Yeah, that's true.
Lackshay, Lakeshire, Lockshay.
Something Monty Python-y. I don't know, but
I don't get it. Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't want to sound this bad, but I just don't know how to say it.
If you email us again next week, put some phonetic on it, just so we don't. If we're sounding stupid, I mean, if you're laughing at us, then you're gonna just fine. You could laugh away. But if you want to help us out, that'd be nice too. We'll take
those Americans can't pronounce slack eye. no real question. I have first and second seed, bye week in all four of my money leagues, a.k.a. the only leagues I care about. Just wanted to say thank you guys for all the help this season. See, very nice.
You're very welcome. We'll hear from you next week. Make sure we're not saying things wrong. Thank you.
Kevin, what's it? Oh, I got to get to this next email because my boy Rick, he always sends me something nice and a nice surprise here. He knows my girl Molly Karam is one of my favorite chicks on TV, very talented. Also very beautiful, but she
has
her football.
Gorgeous.
And here he's just sent us a nice picture of her in an Eli Manning jersey with a short white pom-pom cheerleader skirt and some pom-poms in her hands, and she looks very tasty.
That was last Halloween on NFL AM.
Yeah.
Don't worry about how I know that.
My boy Rick. What a good guy.
He is.
Hey, guys. Thanks for all your help this season. It's the playoffs, and I'm seated number 1 and number 8, so I should win. Oh, he plays number 8. Okay, number 1 and plays number 8. Anyway, I need to start 3 flex positions this week. Who do you suggest? It's a 12-team non-PPR league. Peyton Manning, Le'Veon Bell, Emmanuel Sanders. He knows those guys are in.
Right.
And he needs to start 3 of the following. C.J. Anderson, let's just start there. He's playing.
He's going in, yes.
All right, so 2 of the following. Sammy Watkins, Brandon Marshall.
Marshall has to go in.
Shane Vereen, Devontae Adams, Jerick McKinnon, LeGarrette Blount, Malcolm Floyd, Michael Crabtree. All right, so Marshall's in, too. I agree with that.
Definitely.
It's a standard scoring league. Oh, no. Yeah, non-PPR. So He needs one out of Watkins, Vereen, Adams, McKinnon, Blount, Crabtree, Floyd, Malcolm Floyd.
I like Adams. I know standard scoring, it's a little bit different. I usually would go a running back, but again, that Patriots backfield, I don't want to mess with it during the playoffs. I don't know what I'm getting out of it. So that makes me want to lean towards Devontae Adams. And same thing, Jared McKinnon just hasn't been performing well of late. So that makes me lean Adams. I would go Anderson, Marshall, Adams.
Yeah, it's too bad that Sammy Watkins is not healthy right now, because that would be the clear option to go with out of this group, only because he's really the only option for the Bills.
Yeah, and he's playing against a bad pass
They're always down. They're always so far ahead that teams pass against him a lot. But
exactly.
He's just too injured right now. I can't trust him.
Yeah.
What do you say we take a quick break? We'll finish off all of the emails. A lot of start and sit questions still filing in for Week 14. It's the fantasy football playoffs. We expected all of this to come in. So we're going to finish up the emails, and then we'll also get into our primetime pick'em. Kevin, Anthony, and I will go through our picks for all the primetime games for Week 14. So that's all coming up next. You'll want to stick around for that. More fantasy football advice for the fantasy football playoffs right here on Patriots.com Radio.
Hey, what kind of sub is that?
It's the Subway Big Hot Pastrami.
Subway Big Hot Pastrami?
No. Pastrami.
Pastrami!
What? Hey, get back here! Pastrami!
No, pastrami!
Look, it's the Subway Big Hot Pastrami!
Want to split it?
A little late for that.
Get your own Subway Big Hot Pastrami Melt, a monument to flavor loaded with dry rub, pepper-crusted beef, and melty cheese. Enjoy yours with mustard and pickles. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or tri-corner hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie. 3 Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS.
I say 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to your TV. Now available for $349 at a Microsoft store near you.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. at home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go.
Go. That's it. Come on. Kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
The Patriots and Revolution Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, and much more, including Pro Shop exclusives and sideline gear from Adidas, Nike, and New Era. The Pro Shop is located next to Gillette Stadium and is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots and Revolution Pro Shop, your team, your store.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
Bill Enright and Anthony Grace want to help you dominate your fantasy football league. Call in with your questions at 855-PATS-500 or email the champs at webradio@patriots.com. Now, back to Bill and Anthony.
All right, final segment of the show. Week 14 of the NFL fantasy football playoffs are here. Anthony, got some emails to get to. I think we should go rapid fire, just quick hitting answers for all these start sit questions, and then we'll get into our primetime pick'em, and then we'll wish everyone good luck for the playoffs.
All right, let's do it.
Andrew in Cali,
there he is.
Question: all PPR, Kaepernick or Dalton?
Cap.
Geo or Hill?
Jeremy Hill.
Hopkins, Edelman, Geo or Hill?
Hopkins.
Broncos or Titans?
Broncos.
Nice. Butters, hey fellas, pick one, full point PPR. Marshall, Kelvin Benjamin, Edelman.
Marshall.
Vereen, Geo, Doug Martin.
God.
Geo.
Yeah, I'm going Geo.
Shane Graham or Stephen Hauschka?
Hauschka.
Shane Graham or Cody Parkey?
Parkey.
That's all right. He says, sorry for the quick kicker questions. No worries.
Don't apologize for that in the playoffs, Butters.
Not for the playoffs. It's all good.
If it's week two, you apologize.
That's right. Todd in Jacksonville, 10-team, full-point PPR, Romo or Rivers? You know what's funny? Like, we said, let's go rapid-fire, and all of a sudden, all the emails, like, going rapid-fire. Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy how that works out. Literally, he just writes, 10-team, one PPR, QB, Romo or Rivers?
Yeah, Romo.
Pick one, Crowell, Gore, Joik, Sproles.
Gore.
If you say Crow and he can't go on Sunday, who's your second choice? We didn't say Crow. We said Gore.
Still so going Gore. Doesn't matter. Easy. Yes.
But I do like that he left a little bit of
an option.
Yeah, there you go.
There it is.
Randy in Maui. Oh, boy, am I jealous of that guy.
Right?
10-team. I just saw the picture. Never mind. What's up, guys? 10-team standard league. Need a flex out of LeGarrette Blount, Stedman Bailey, Jonathan Stewart, Vereen, or Edelman?
Jonathan Stewart.
Wow.
Yeah. I matchup. he's the number one guy there. No more D'Angelo Williams. So I think Jonathan Stewart, I think he's got a decent game in him this week.
Wow, that's great. All right. My pick would be Julian Edelman, but that's fine. Hello, men of FF Champs. This is from Joel in Lansing. I can't listen live today, so I apologize if you already answered this question. What should I do with Jeremy Maclin this week? He has Steve Smith, Eric Decker, Odell Beckham Jr., and Maclin. ODB is locked in. Does he roll with Jeremy Maclin over Steve Smith and Eric Decker? I think, of course, he does.
Yeah, at this point, I know he's not doing as much as he was earlier, but I'd rather go out with Maclin, a guy who's performed real well the entire season, over Eric Decker.
Mel is up next. My current running backs, Justin Forsett, Marshawn Lynch, and Andre Ellington, pick two of the three.
You got to go Forsett and Lynch, with Ellington probably not playing.
Wide receivers, Nelson, Odell Beckham Jr., Emmanuel Sanders, Mike Evans, Maclin. I don't know.
I like the Nelson, Odell Beckham, Emmanuel Sanders. You can't take them out for Evans or Maclin, yeah. I don't think.
Okay. He doesn't say pick, you know, three of the five, but whatever. Steve says he needs one receiver, Keenan Allen, Stedman Bailey, or Michael Crabtree.
Mm. I might take a chance on Stedman Bailey in this situation.
Nice. I like that move.
I definitely would do that.
Need one running back, Trey Mason, Frank Gore, Jonathan Stewart.
Frank Gore.
Need one flex from the above, not answered.
I would
Mason, Stewart, Crabtree, Allen.
I would flex Stewart.
Yeah.
It doesn't say it's PPR.
Dude,
or not
anytime,
there, does
he? Anytime Jonathan Stewart has the option, and
I know,
D'Angelo
I know,
he's not around, he does nothing.
If I'm not playing Stewart, I'm risking Keenan Allen out of the other three guys. I think he has the best chance to maybe do something in the situation. I definitely do not like Mason or Crabtree at all this week.
You don't like Trey Mason just a little bit?
If he's your only option, I guess, but I'd rather risk Keenan Allen over Trey Mason out of those two guys.
Ike and Charlotte, 10-team, non-PPR, pick two. Rashad Jennings, Joyke Bell, C.J. Anderson, Crowell, Dan Heron.
Obviously Jennings, if he starts, is playing as well as C.J. Anderson.
And then if Jennings doesn't play?
If Jennings doesn't play, boom.
Pick one for the flex, Josh Gordon or one of those other running backs.
Yeah, Josh Gordon.
Tight end, Fleener or Allen?
Dwayne Allen if he plays.
George, full-point PPR, three... start questions. Pick two. Jeremy Hill, Gio, Shane Vereen.
I'm going to go the two Bengals backs.
I like that. Dwayne Allen or Delanie Walker? You can also grab Kyle Rudolph off the waiver wire.
I like Dwayne Allen again if he's playing. If not, I'd rather play Delanie Walker than Kyle Rudolph.
Yeah, I like Delanie Walker's matchup against the Giants. Different league, full point PPR, two for the flex. Two of these guys, Odell Beckham, Hopkins, Keenan Allen, Jeremy Hill, Andre Ellington.
Definitely playing Odell Beckham. If Ellington plays, he's in there. If not, I would go D-Hop.
Craig is up next. Travis Kelce or Colby Fleener? Half-point PPR.
If Dwayne Allen comes back, I'm going Travis Kelce.
Steve Smith, Mo Sanu, Ryan Matthews, Reggie Bush, one flex.
Ryan Matthews.
I'm with you there. Full-point PPR, Travis Kelce or Jordan Reed?
Reed had a big week last week. I'm going to hope that connection stays.
Calvin Benjamin, Mike Evans. I'm not even going to answer that question. Texans or Lions?
I'm going to go Houston.
Odell Beckham Jr., Emmanuel Sanders, Mike Evans, Calvin Benjamin, pick two.
Sanders and Odell.
There you go. Who is next here? Devin from San Francisco. Simple question. What running back to start in a 14-team league? Pick two of the three. Joyke Bell, Frank Gore, Gio Bernard. If you're asking a simple question, do you have to write that simple question? Does that, like, negate the simplicity of
Does it make it more complex?
Yeah, I think it might.
If a tree falls in the woods.
Joyke Bell, Frank Gore, Gio.
Definitely Frank Gore. I would risk Joyke Bell over Gio.
Ryan from New Hampshire, currently in Denver, Colorado. Love listening to the show. My only concern is defense. Currently has New England. Baltimore Ravens also on his team. Available, Kansas City, Green Bay. I'm dumping the Ravens.
Yeah.
Are you using the Packers or the Chiefs over the Patriots this week? I guess that's the question.
Packers or Chiefs over the Patriots. I'd probably use both of those before New England just based on matchup. I would stick with Kansas City. I'll go Kansas City, Green Bay, New England, 1, 2, 3.
I kind of like the Packers at home.
I do. Them and Kansas City, I think, are a coin flip. I really do.
I would keep New England, though, because they have some good matchups down the stretch.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Dump the Ravens. I personally would go Green Bay.
I'm in with that. Green Bay. Let's go Green Bay.
I don't know. Carl isn't up next. Romo or Roethlisberger?
Romo.
And then one last question for Big Shooter. Should I go with a right-footed kicker or left-footed kicker for the fantasy playoffs? I don't know of any left-footed kicker, so you'd have to give us some examples. I think it's just busting chops.
Yeah, it's busting chops over here.
That's fine. It's time for Primetime Pick'em.
Primetime? We need some music for that. We need to make our own theme
song. Yeah, Kev, you haven't gotten any music for Primetime Pick'em yet? So original.
We'll think of something. We'll get something going.
It's like three games left. This is better. I like this. All right, look, Anthony, why don't you give us a... All right, so last week we had three games on Thanksgiving.
One
game on Sunday night, one game on Monday night. So there were five games. How did we all do?
Everybody went 3-2 last week.
Oh, wow. I thought I did terribly.
Yeah, no movement. Denver saved you with beating Kansas City. So
yeah,
everyone went 3-2. Bill, you got 20 wins. I have 19. Kevin is still up top with 21.
All right, so I'm you're two games back. I'm one game back.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, we gotta race the rest of the way, boys.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Very close.
You lose to the producer. That's embarrassing.
Why?
I host the show next year. So it's Kevin Collins and sidekicks.
Kevin Collins and...
Dallas Cowboys and the Chicago Bears kick things off here in Week 14. Kevin, you're the winner. Do you want to go last or you want to go first?
I'll go first.
Who do you got?
I'll be a trendsetter so you guys can copy me.
Okay.
I'm going to go Dallas big.
Dallas yeah. big.
Dallas
Anthony
big
Grace.
On the road. Blow out the Bears.
Yeah, definitely Dallas. They got to win.
All right, well, I'm going Chicago.
All right.
Sunday night game. Patriots versus the Chargers.
I'm going to stick with the hometown team and go with New England.
Yeah, okay. New England's not losing this game.
Oh, I don't think Belichick and Brady have lost two in a row in quite some time.
Yeah, I think like 2011.
I just don't think San Diego's that good either.
I'm going to go with the Patriots, too. We're all on the Patriots in that game.
I'm not
Monday
buying
night,
San Diego.
Monday night, Packers and the Falcons. Are any of us taking Atlanta?
No, God, no.
Hell no.
So once again, I'm the only difference here. Anthony, you can either tie me this week or I could tie Kevin.
You could tie.
Going to happen. There's going to be some ties.
There's going to be a tie somewhere.
A tie. Yeah. Definitely going to happen.
So we're all going New England and we're all going
Green Bay.
Correct. Yeah. All right. That was a quick primetime pick'em.
Bam. Zip right
now,
through.
That's how I like them.
Kevin, we always like to reserve the last part of the show to help you with some of your lineups.
So the league that I'm in, that I am in the playoffs in, I have a bye this week, so that's easy. So that's
okay.
All. Then the league that where I'm trying to fight, where I lead the league in points, but I'm 7-6, and I need a win to get in. For my third wide receiver position,
before you get to that, is there anyone that you can pick up in that other league? I don't want you to disregard your team.
I did. I added the Rams defense to keep them away from everybody.
All right.
And I had. I had this odd platoon this year that has not worked out. Remember when we were drafting that team, we were big on Ertz that night?
Yeah.
He didn't work out, so I got rid of him. And so I had been kind of platooning him and Dwayne Allen, and Dwayne Allen was hurt. So I picked up the kid from Washington, the tight end.
Mm-hmm. Jordan Reed.
Jordan Reed. So I got him in the Rams.
All right, good. Nice.
So
nice move.
This league, 12-team, it's non-PPR. The third wide receiver spot has been a weakness of me, and it's a pretty deep league with 12 teams. So I'm going for my third wide receiver spot between Jordan Matthews, Terrence Williams, or Kendall Wright.
Kendall Wright popped up on the injury report today. I don't know if someone stepped on his hand or he fell down awkwardly in practice.
Jordan Matthews is I've started the last couple weeks and has done fine, but I know I feel like he might be one of those guys that is kind of a flash in the pan.
Jordan Matthews, no, he's pretty legit. Him and Mark Sanchez.
Should I stay
really
with? Should I stay with him then?
No, that matchup scares me a little bit.
Seattle, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know though. I don't know if I could play Kendall Wright or Terrence Williams over him. Neither of those guys. I mean, Terrence Williams hasn't really done anything this year, and Wright.
Yeah, I feel like Philly's still going to try to throw the ball.
Oh, they're going to throw the ball no matter what.
Guys, Kendall Wright had 7 grabs last week, 132 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah. Hey,
if he's only got one hand, he ain't doing it again.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. I don't know if he's going to play.
Yeah, I mean, we don't.
Sounds
obviously,
like we have a divided group here.
Justin Hunter is out for the year.
So is it a PPR league?
It's a non-PPR league. It's a standard league.
If it's
PPR, I got to make the choice on T. Will tonight, too, because he plays.
Well, let's rule him
definitely
out.
Yeah, he's okay. Definitely out of the equation.
I don't know. I'm not that crazy about Jordan Matthews this week.
I mean, obviously, I'm not either. He's on my sit, but Kendall Wright in non-PPR, you're banking a lot on him getting the end zone, and that does not happen very frequently.
I'm going to stick with Jordan Matthews.
Okay.
I'll roll the dice.
Go for it.
It's one of my patented dance moves. Roll the dice.
The dice rolling?
Yeah, well, I could also see if Kendall Wright's going to play on Sunday, Bill.
Yeah, you
just
can
wait right up till that point.
Well, I'm debating in my head that he's playing.
Okay.
So I'm not even like questioning.
So if he's playing
play.
In your
obviously,
mind,
if he's not playing,
so you would roll him out there instead of Matthews. Then if he's playing,
I feel like I would.
Okay. Just for depth in this league too, Bill. Just because the playoffs are a long, they go all the way to the end of the year in this league, and we were trying to call the commissioner on Tuesday. I pulled kind of a sly move, and we were talking about handcuffs, and I stole a couple on the. I stole Nile Davis and Blue, and just am stashing them on my bench.
All right, nice.
So we'll see what happens. Smart. Pray for injuries.
Yeah, that was smart. We like to see you do that.
Yeah, pray for injuries. Oh, Jamal Charles is down on the turf. I think it's broken.
No, that'll be terrible.
You can see the bone.
We got to watch that back.
The humanity. And I'm jumping up and down in my living room.
No one at home should be excited about this.
Yeah.
Except for Kevin Collins.
That would be brutal.
Oh, God. Tell me about it.
For everybody else.
That's tough. So, oh, man.
I mean, hopefully
it would not be it would not be brutal for KC and the Sunshine Band, though.
I would assume that
it's
everyone
my team
has Jamal Charles, no?
Oh, yeah. No, but I'm just saying.
I mean, I would assume everyone has Nile Davis if you have Jamal Charles.
Not in this league.
No. No, I have. I just picked him out of Davis last week, and I don't have Jamal Charles.
I'd be dancing. I'd be saying, sucks for you.
Hey, well, good for you guys. Smart.
I don't know. My lineup's set. It's not moving, so that's just a backup in play. And the guy in the playoffs, number one seed, has got Jamal Charles. So, if we square off, you better believe it's on, because Jamal Charles goes down before then, he's going to hate himself.
Oh, no!
I got about...
We suck again!
I got like 25 expert advice tokens waiting for answers on FF Champ. So what do you say we end today's show?
Let's wrap it up.
Kevin Collins, last word.
Looking to
word,
expand my league in the primetime. Lead in the primetime pick 'em.
There you go.
Looking forward to some cocktails in LA this weekend, Bill. I'll be thinking about you while you're freezing.
Oh, thanks. I got a couple
I'll
good places.
I'll send you a pregame selfie.
As soon as you get off the plane, you should go right to In-N-Out. That's every time I go out to Cali, that's the first thing I do.
Okay.
As soon as I get off the plane, I take my friend picks me up, or I take a taxi, and
I got a rental. I can go wherever the wind blows. I'll end up in Tijuana by the end of the night on Saturday.
You'll have fun. Anthony Grace, the final thought. What do you got?
Not much. Look, we got fantasy football playoffs starting tonight, so everybody get ready for it. It's coming quick. Tuesday we'll find out if you're going to the next round or not.
Kevin, have a good trip in L.A. Good luck to the Revolution.
Go Reds, go.
Safe trip, buddy.
Sure. Patriots are on Sunday night. Everyone's going to enjoy that game. I want to thank everyone for listening. Fantasy football playoffs, baby. Hopefully you're all back next week, because that means you won. You advanced one step closer to the championship. Thanks for listening. Best of luck in week 14.
Thanks for listening to FF Champs on Patriots.com Radio. Bill and Anthony are back live every Tuesday and Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time to answer all of your fantasy questions. Log on anytime to Patriots.com to download our latest FF Champs podcast, available after every show. We look forward to hearing from you on the next edition of Fantasy Football Champs.